Good morning, and welcome to you and the radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Trust. You know, it's a vital part of every positive human relationship. Think of the problems that have come when nations can't trust each other, or when suspicion and doubt clouds the relationship between parents and children, between husbands and wives, between citizens and governments, or even bosses and employees. You know, how many wars, how many separations, how many divorces, how many revolutions and strikes could be attributed primarily to a lack of trust? Surely we could fill the oceans with the tears of bitterness and pain that have streamed from the eyes of people who could not trust each other. Well, yes, you say, lack of trust ruins a lot of good relationships, but the solution is simple. We should all just decide to trust each other. Really? Do you think that the United States should just go ahead and trust the governments of Korea and Iran with all of the nuclear weapons that they want? Should citizens whose governments have been oppressive and murderously violent continually trust their government to do the right thing? Should the boss give the combination of the safe to an employee that has been caught stealing? I think you see the problem. See, trust is not something that can or should be extended to people who have shown themselves to be unworthy of trust. In fact, most of the time, there is a reason for a lack of trust. The Bible shows clearly that those who break trust are responsible for causing the pain and the problems that a lack of trust brings. Trust breakers often want to place the burden on others, and they want to seek self-pity for themselves. But you know, frankly, it's hard to feel sorry for the teenager who complains, well, you know, my parents don't trust me, after his parents have found drugs in his room, or an unpaid speeding ticket in the mail, or a beer can in the floorboard of the car. Those that have been untrustworthy need to bear their own reproach. They need to face the consequences of their own actions, and if they wish to be accepted by God and trusted again by their fellow man, they need to repent and take the appropriate steps toward rebuilding that trust. I think that there are some things that those who have broken trust need to face up to. Excuse me. One is, they've caused pain for others. It hurts to count on someone who can't be counted on. In fact, the Proverb writer says in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 19, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a bad tooth and a foot out of joint. And how true that is. Another thing they need to face up to is that they have created their own problem. In Proverbs 11, we find in verse 6 this statement, the righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. And also in Proverbs 13, notice what we read in verse 15, good understanding gains favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. And then one other one, in Proverbs 10 and verse 9, He who walks with integrity walks securely, but he that perverts his ways will become known. So we create our own problems when we become untrustworthy. And also, another thing that those that have broken trust need to face up to is the fact that their lack of faithfulness and fidelity is disgusting to religious people. In Psalms 119, and this is reading verse 158 from the New International Version, it says, I look on the faithless with loathing, for they do not obey your word. So you see, the lack of faithfulness and fidelity truly is disgusting to those who are righteous. And then too, another thing that those that have broken trust need to face up to. People have good reason not to trust them in other areas of their life, or for that matter, in other situations. You see, unfaithfulness in one area indicates that there is a tendency to be unfaithful in other areas. It's in Luke 16 that we read in verse 10, Jesus said, He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. While we're on this point, look over the statement that we find in Jeremiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 1. Excuse me. Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place for travelers, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And like their bow, they have bent their tongues for lies. They are not valiant for the truth on the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says the Lord. Everyone take heed to his neighbor, and do not trust any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanderers. So we see then that when we become untrustworthy, when we break trust, here's something that we need to fully expect and deal with, is that people have good reason not to trust us in other areas. Unfaithfulness in one area indicates a tendency that we're going to be unfaithful in other areas. But then too, another thing that those that have broke trust needs to face up to, that is, they commit themselves to rebuilding trust by making full confession of their unfaithfulness. They seek forgiveness, and they change their behavior. You see, rebuilding trust takes a lot of effort on the part of the one who has been unfaithful. When one who has behaved in an untrustworthy way attempts to hide part or all of what they've done, or if they try to minimize what they've done in any way, friends, that only makes it become even more difficult to renew that trust in other people. Look at what David did to rebuild his relationship with God after that he had been unfaithful. We read about this over in Psalms in the 32nd chapter. Notice with me the first 5 verses. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man under whom the Lord imputes not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my ruin all the day long. For night and day thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. So you see what David did? Many people try to go about to cover their own sins. Friends, we can't do that. It's never possible to do that. Time will not erase it. Men may forget about it, but God will not. So David said, blessed is the man whose transgression is forgiven, the one who has God to cover his sins. And so he goes about to say, I acknowledged my sin unto thee. My iniquities have I not hid. And then he said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And the Lord forgave him the iniquity of his sin. So it is then that the restoration of David to a good relationship with God depended upon his willingness to humbly acknowledge his guilt. So trust, I hope we understand and see, is a very precious thing. If we have it in the vital relationships of our life, what we need to do is everything that we can possibly do to maintain it, to be faithful, to be true, to be honest. If we have been unfaithful, untrue, dishonest, then we need to do all that is within our power to restore that trust. And when we have it restored, we'll be glad that we did. But truly, let us understand, if we are not trustworthy, we cause pain to others. Acknowledge the fact, admit to ourselves, we have created our own problem. And that this lack of faithfulness and fidelity is something that is disgusting. You don't want someone to be untrustworthy to you, then remember the golden rule that Jesus gave. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. And realize that if we're untrustworthy, that gives people all the more reason not to trust us in other areas of our lives. And what we need to do is to set out and try to rebuild that trust. It'll take a lifetime to build trust in people. All it takes is one foolish act to ruin all of those years that people have trusted us. It's sort of like reputation. It takes a whole lifetime to build a good reputation, but it only takes one act to destroy it. But it'll take years to rebuild it if we're able to even manage to do that. And the same is true of trust. Friends, we see your time is gone. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.